Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Tone of My Voice. This file is a little bit of history and also a wonderful experience of how things differ when I change the tone of my voice. The way I talk matters when I shift into a more gentle, smooth cadence. It's almost like a blanket of relaxation over the moment. And when I switch back to a normal voice, it's also a little bit like someone just turned on the lights in the room, as if you were just cozy in bed and now suddenly the lights are on again and you're all awake. It's kind of interesting how powerful something as simple as changing the tone of your voice is. The projection that you do with it, the way you carry yourself, even the movements that you make, the way you look, can strongly influence people. I've been doing hypnosis for a very long time, and I've found that when I talk a certain way, people just seem to slip into trance naturally. And if I were to do this by accident, I'm sure that it would leave people just drifting left and right. And I've been told that it's very powerful indeed, the simple shift in tone causes a wonderfully deep reaction. And just as easily, when I shift my tone back to a more normal everyday, it feels refreshing, but also a bit of a pity, because relaxing is much more fun than having to be awake. It's almost like your mind slows down to focus on my voice, the subtle shift in tone or the less subtle one as well. I could say normal sentences in a deeper voice and it would still count as a wonderful way to drift. And then just as well, I could say really nice sentences in my normal voice, like how nice it feels to go deeper into trance. But it simply doesn't have the same effect. Because if I want you to feel how nice it feels to drift deeper into trance, I have to mean it. I have to make sure that I also want to show you how nice it is to let yourself be hypnotized, to feel the tone of my voice almost like a trigger in itself, like a moment, a simple thing to focus on, almost wondering if I'm still in the hypnotic voice or almost talking awake again, when it's so light and subtle that your brain gets confused, but also enjoys it immensely, just drifting away as your eyelids are getting heavier and your head just wants to sink down and slip away. Almost being upset if I change my voice again, but that's okay. The thing I'm doing is called fractionation, where I keep letting you go into trance, feeling that nice and deep effect as you listen to my hypnosis voice, and waking up automatically when I switch back to my normal voice, the almost cheerful and still friendly voice that isn't as nice. It's just slipping away, with your eyes getting heavy, your head hanging down. and feeling your thoughts slowing, almost to a halt, wondering why and when and how it is possible is actually a very interesting thing. Now you may notice yourself just having some difficulty fully awakening, even though you hear my voice. Maybe you would just prefer me to guide you deeper. As you listen to my voice, it's also nice to enjoy that silence in your head. Even if the difference is only a tiny bit, a slight bit of calming down and quieting of those loud thoughts, it's already quite nice and wonderful, isn't it? And even if I switch back to my normal voice, you can still remain kind of drifty. See, when you go up and down, over and over again, you actually train yourself to become better at it. Hypnosis is a skill, both for the hypnotist and the one being hypnotized. The more you practice drifting, dropping deeper into trance, the better you become at it. And even something as simple as waking can be practiced. Just like how you can practice waking up in the morning when the lights switch on and you sort of have to get out of bed, or you just want to roll back underneath the blankets and just curl up in the warm emptiness of your dreams. Drifting and dropping into that state so easily. And when the lights go on, you feel almost annoyed that they're on because you don't want to wake up. It's much nicer to close your eyes and curl up warm and sweet and return to the dreams that you were having before, allowing a smile on your face as wonderful dreams return to your mind. And when the light goes on, you might want to stay nice and deep, so you just drift deeper. Even if I talk like this, you just want to stay deeper into trance, and you drop even more, your eyes so heavy that opening them is a task too difficult to contemplate, and lifting your head would just require all the effort in the world, and there's no way you could be bothered to do that right now. Even if I switch on the light, you'd rather just go deeper and deeper, relaxing even more. And when I remind you of how nice it is to be awake, you also drift even further. It's almost as if waking up is another signal to go down deep in trance. So I wonder if the waking part of your mind is now completely drifting asleep and in trance. Or maybe the deep unconscious part of your mind is the only part that's still awake to listen and let yourself drift deeper. Now in a moment, I am going to wake you, and this time when you wake, you'll actually feel the difference of how powerful it is to go into this state and then realizing the contrast between this deep state and the waking state. And all it takes is just a word. Wake. And allow yourself to open your eyes and actually notice the difference. Your body is still relaxed and your head is definitely a bit quieter than before, but you are able to think. Now, conversely, if I were to shift my voice again, you almost immediately feel the draw, that wonderful heaviness in your eyes and head, that relaxation that just wants to spread all through your body. And how I call that is a drop. A feeling of letting go, of dropping your thoughts away and letting your unconscious be there for a while. So when you wake, let your eyes open and feel refreshed, and also feel that it's actually kind of nice to enjoy the contrast. And when you drop, let it happen naturally and smoothly, and let it take as long or as short as it takes. It can be as easy as one blink where you're simply forgetting to open your eyes. Or maybe they sink closer and closer until your eyelids finally meet and then you just drop. So while you wake and you listen to me again, I'd like to thank you for paying attention for so long. It's been over 10 minutes, you know, even though it might have felt a lot longer, because we've done a lot in that brief time. I've basically taught you how to drop in trance, how to relax and let your mind go for a while. Let it all out and just let go deep. And then wake. And this time feel how the wake is more light and slow. That even the way you awaken can be controlled by your own pace. It can be dictated by what you feel like. What your body and mind is up to at that moment. So even if I say that wonderful word to drop, you can do so as slow and as smooth as you feel comfortable with. And when you let the tone of my voice be a guide to that state, it can feel so natural to simply let it happen. And when I wake you again, it also feels nice to have this little contrast, so you can drop even deeper afterwards. Did you notice how much your shoulders relaxed every time that you dropped into trance? Pay attention to it for a moment. It can feel very fascinating. When I wake you, very good. Now just notice how your shoulders droop when I let you drop. How nice it feels to let your body settle and just sink deeper. And wake, did you notice it and did you enjoy how that felt? Very good. So, we're going to practice a little bit longer, and if you enjoy yourself, just let it wash over you. Let the world and everything else fade away as you drop into trance. And the more you enjoy it, the more you practice it, the easier it becomes. It becomes quite strong when you really let it happen. And when you wake, it becomes easier too. Because waking up is just your body signaling that it's time to turn on the lights, as it were. A And when you drop, you can let the lights in your mind fade out. Let the thoughts be no more. And no matter if they're there or not there, it doesn't matter, because all that's really important right now is just to let things be. And the beauty is that it doesn't even matter if you succeed or not, because you can let it be. If your mind is thinking things are completely blank, it's up to you and up to the moment. But you will notice that every time it gets easier to think a little less. So welcome the wake. And when you wake, you'll also feel that you can welcome the drop even more. Because every time is another bit of practice to help you wake and then drop even more. Very good. Now, a lot of people can just go into trance just from the switch, from the tone of my voice, from the way I talk and the way I direct your attention. So as you allow your attention to return and focus on my words, you can easily let it go up and down. Even within a sentence, it's no problem. And even if you're confused about whether you're up or down, if you're in or out of trance, it's as easy as breathing. Every breath is another moment in trance. Now, what I am going to do is help you to wake up properly in a little bit, and I will do so by counting up. And when I count up, you can even pay attention to how my voice changes, how the number starts nice and slow, and that the closer we get to 10, the closer you are to awaking. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, awake. And welcome back. Feel free to take a moment to stretch and to really let yourself be awake again. Thank you for your participation.